The intro is 8 measures long. Here are its first 4 measures. This song is technically in the key of A, but it really takes its time getting to the A chord and the key of A, for that matter, in the intro and in the verse. It's not until we get into the actual chorus that we get a real something that acts like the key of A. But the chord progression in the intro that we're about to learn and in the verse runs through like a D minor to a G to C and to an F then to a B flat. None of those are in the key of A. And then suddenly we hit an E chord. That's the key of A, and then it goes to the A chord. So key of A, we expect all the Fs, Cs, and Gs to be sharp, but please expect that also to be totally trashed in the intro and the verse, but the chorus should be a little more predictable. So the first thing we have in this intro, so this is based around our D minor chord. And right hand, we have the A above middle C with finger 1, and then the F above that with finger 5. With the left hand, I'm playing the D 2 below middle C with my 5th. They sit together. Pedal goes up and down, and that would be the sustain pedal. Next, left hand, play the A above the D you just played with finger 2. Then next, left hand, move up to the F below middle C with finger 1. With the right hand, play the A under your first finger again, but this time with finger 2. And that sets us up for this. Now what I did here is the right hand played F and D, and that's the F above middle C, D above it, fingers 1 and 5. With the left hand, I crossed over the F I just hit with finger 1 to play the A above that with finger 2. So we have F and D in the right hand, A in the left hand, these sit together. Then right hand, step your 2 tones down to E and C, step them down again to D and B. Hit it, keep this down, because it ties over into measure 2. Measure 2 starts off with a G2 below middle C with the 5th finger. We hit this, the sustain pedal goes up and down. That's why I wanted to keep the D and B down. Then next, the left hand will play the D above the G. It just played with finger 2. Right hand, you'll jump up to play the G above middle C with finger 1. Next, left hand, play the G above the D you just played with finger 1. With it, right hand, play the B above the G you just played with finger 2. Next, left hand cross over the G you just played to play the B above that with finger 3. With the right hand, play the D above the B you just played with finger 3. And then we get this. So right hand, this is the B above middle C and the G above that, fingers 1 and 5. With the left hand, I'm playing the D right above middle C with finger 1. Next, right hand, play the D and F right under fingers 2 and 4. After this, left hand jump down to play the G2 below middle C with finger 2. And that's measures 1 and 2 of the intro. Now let's take a look at 3 and 4 by themselves.